Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord you're able to join me today as we conclude a message I've been sharing this week on the celebration of new wine. We were looking at the second chapter of the Gospel of John, the first few verses which describe the actual marriage at Cana to which Jesus was invited. They ran out of wine, and his mother said they have no wine, and he turned the water into wine. And we were sharing this because wine in Scripture is a symbol of exhilaration and celebration as well as the Holy Spirit. And so I'm using wine as a symbol of spiritual joy, the joy that Christ gives, filling our lives with His living presence, that we need a vital, intimate relationship with the Lord, that we can go through our days, regardless of what we experience, knowing that He is with us and that we are fulfilling His purposes in our lives. We all face sorrows. There are times, Jesus said, you will have tribulation in the world. Jesus was acquainted with grief and sorrow, but His life overall was joy. Remember, for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, and He gave joy to His followers. Jesus said in John 15 and 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. And then in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 15 through 19, the Apostle Paul wrote this, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery or dissipation. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, in your life, in my life, for His people, Jesus has saved the best for last. He's inviting us to the table of the Lord, and He is having our place setting, if you will, filled with exquisite delicacies. He's opening His Word through the Holy Spirit, and we're beginning to see ourselves as God sees us, to that we will be the manifest sons of God, that we will be those people, those children, His own children He created in His own image, who will rule and reign with Him, who will be able to walk in and fulfill that original dominion command, if you will, that heritage, that inheritance which He gave to man. David said, what is man that Thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that Thou hast visited him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast set him over all the works of Thine hands. He has and put all things under our feet. This is His plan, that we were to rule and reign over the earth. But Adam and Eve failed. They sinned. They were disobedient. But God promised, even in the Garden of Eden, that the seed of the woman would bruise the seed of the serpent. and the heel of the Savior, Messiah, would be wounded, but the head of the serpent would be crushed. Beloved, He has saved the best to last. This is who we are in Christ Jesus, His sons and daughters. You know, we can stay on a beans and rice diet, or we can learn to be a gourmet. We can settle for crumbs from the banquet table of the Lord, or we can come and be seated as royal children of the King, eating of his table, being anointed with oil, filling our cup to overflowing, which represents spiritual joy, spiritual presence and power in the Lord, the Holy Spirit. Jesus' promise of joy, beloved, think about this, it's a promise of growth. We are meant to be kings and priests unto our God. We have new life in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, old things are passed away. All things are become new. And beloved, I believe that is an experience that does not just occur at salvation, but that should be an ongoing experience in our lives, that He will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? It'll spring forth speedily, Isaiah said. The Lord wants to continually astound and amaze us and delight us, because He is our God. And is there anything too hard for Him to do? The God of the spirits of all flesh, is there anything too hard for God? Amen. There is not. David declared in Psalm 92, verse 12, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Think about that. Verse 13 says, and following, planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. And some of you listening to me now, do you feel you're up in age and that your best days have passed and that really you're just sort of winding down? Well, it says in verse 14, they will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in Him. Hallelujah. This is our heritage, beloved. He is the Lord. Remember Caleb? He said when he was 80 years old, he said, I'm as strong now as I was when I was 40. Give me my mountain. And he took the Hebron, where the giants were resident. So, beloved, there is nothing too hard for our God. And I want you to be encouraged and strengthened today as you think upon what the Lord wants us to receive from this simple passage of Scripture, the wedding at Canaan. He wants your cup to overflow with spiritual joy. As David said in that beautiful Psalm 23, the Shepherd's Song, my cup overflows, and that's what He wants for you today. I want us to, the last scripture I'll share with you is found in the first Psalm, and I want you to hear what the Lord says. If we will hear the word of the Lord, if we will truly believe that God wants for each of you, for you, brother, for you, sister, that He wants you, the joy of your life, to be full because of the goodness of the Lord. What does Scripture say? Taste and see that the Lord is good, that He will fulfill our heart's desire. As we delight ourselves in Him, He will give us the desires of our heart. Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. See, there's, beloved, I'm going to pause right here. Just as a natural tree bears forth fruit at a particular time, bears fruit in a season, so will that be the case for you. In fact, I don't know if they still have. I remember years ago, Brother Glass and I, in our little yard in Tracy, we wanted a fruit tree. And so we got a tree. I don't remember what everything that was, I don't know if it was a nectarine, but there were three different fruit that were to mature on this tree. They have a way of, I guess, splicing a branch in. And we had my first dog, Sabrina, and she chewed some of the branches, and the only branch that was left that was bearing fruit, it grew to be a beautiful tree, but it was a plum tree, just a single fruit. And the plums were so good. God wants us to be, we bear forth fruit in our season. And I believe that can change in the times of our life. Let me finish the verse. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Praise God. As we meditate on the word of the Lord, I shared this week Isaiah's vision, and it transformed his life. And beloved, I want to encourage you to meditate upon the Lord, to seek his face, to draw close to him. He will not disappoint you. He won't turn you away. I just feel God's own. My beloved, says the Lord, if you want more than you have right now, I ask you to ask me, to ask of your God, and I shall give liberally to you. I shall cause your cup to overflow. I shall cause you to walk in health and in strength and in abundance of my blessing. Does not my word declare you have not because you ask not? Therefore ask of me, says the Lord, ask largely that your joy may be full. For I will walk with you, and I will lead you in a straight path because of your enemies, and you will be blessed on the right hand and on the left as you set your face towards your God, as you move into that place that I have reserved for you, as you are willing to obey me in all things. You shall see the Lord move the obstacles out of your pathway. You shall not be turned aside, neither shall you stumble, neither shall you be destroyed of the enemy, for I am a shield round about you. I am the glory and the lifter up of your head, says your God. So rejoice and praise me even this day, for I do a new thing. He that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen and amen. Praise God. Lord, we receive, we ask largely. We ask, Lord, for an abundance of your blessing. We ask for an abundance of spiritual joy, of anointing, that we can fulfill your plans in our lives, that we can see our loved ones saved. Lord, that there will be that anointing of prayer so that we will see signs and wonders. We'll be able to do those greater works you've called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you this week, and I pray to really contemplate on the things the Lord would have me has had me share, that we can walk in that fullness, and the enemy won't be able to steal anything. I pray. Plead the blood of Jesus and seal the word of the Lord to your heart. I thank you for it, Lord. Amen and amen. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.